Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
WEEI Afternoons. And I have a question for Ted Johnson and you too, Fitzy. There's a story going on, or not really going on right now.
No, it's going on. No one cares.
And how do we get to the point where an arbiter, ruled that the NFL's owners colluded against players, against guaranteed contracts, and both the NFLPA and the NFL tried to cover it up, didn't want the information out there, but Ted's guy, Pablo Torre, got the information, got the ruling from the arbitrator.
Pablo.
And it is now out there, and I see little snippets of it, like a little Wire news story here, or like Pablo doing his thing, Pro Football Talk doing their thing, but isn't this kind of a big deal? When you throw collusion out there, isn't that like a congressional-level big deal for professional sports leagues?
It used to be.
Yeah, so how come it's not anymore?
No one cares about, that stuff anymore.
Shut up and play football.
Concussions, collusion. Colin Kaepernick, they concluded, that was a story back then. I don't think anybody cares now. I think people just, show me my NFL. I don't care about it. Yeah, it's dirty. Yeah, the owners, rip off the player. If the fans don't care that the players are being colluded against, the players have no power. The union, no power, because it's if you need fans to go after the NFL for, hey, this isn't right, the players doing it isn't enough. Well, the players can go on strike. They won't, because it's a short career. They don't have a chance to make very much money. And so asking a guy to risk maybe losing a year's salary or 2 years' salary to go on strike, it does not appeal to him. So the only thing you have is hopefully pressure from the fans. And the fans, they don't really care how the sausage is made. They know the owners are a-holes and they collude against the players. And so these aren't publicly traded stocks. These are, it just doesn't register when it comes to fan interest. And so that's why it's a non-story. And the biggest issue I have, and yeah, I'm going to call out my union, even though I'm quote-unquote a part of the union, our unions are a bunch of bees. The fact that they didn't make a bigger deal out of this, the fact that they knew the ruling and didn't make really any news about it, our NFLPA is a joke. It's always been a joke. It's embarrassing. They've always been in bed with the NFL. Yeah, you hear me, NFLPA. There's a lot of guys that I can respect that they're top of, but all of them are turncoats to the NFL. I mean, hell, the guy that used to lead the NFL or NFLPA, you know who that was?
Gene Upshaw.
It was Gene Upshaw? Yeah, but it was also is the vice president of football ops.
Troy Vincent now,
turncoat. Yeah. As I call him, turncoat.
That's weird. That's a WWE style, wait, weren't you the leader of the bad faction a week ago, and now I'm supposed to believe you're the leader of the good faction on Monday Night Raw?
Crazy?
It's like a live golfer.
Yeah, it's very strange. So Fitzy,
that's how the NFL works, though. They get all the NFLPA guys on their side. They give them stuff so that they vote in their favor. That's the way it's always been. It's just a dirty, dirty union, in my humble opinion.
The Christopher Droney was the arbiter that ruled that this collusion happened, and he says, quote, "There is little question that the NFL Management Council, with the blessing of the commissioner, encouraged the 32 NFL clubs to reduce guarantees in veterans' contracts at the March 2022 annual owners' meeting." And you know when that meeting took place? Just days after the Browns gave Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed $230 million. It's interesting. So the Browns.
How convenient.
And then days later, they're like, hey, we can't be doing this. We don't have guaranteed contracts in this league.
The NFL was bullcrap. The owners were the Browns made that
deal. And I think, guys, we all said the same thing at the time through wherever we were on the air, whatever platform or pedestal we had. I think we all said the same thing. This is a dangerous precedent and is not going to go over well. I dare say the
with
same
who,
way
though?
Joe Flacco, Jimmy Haslam
well
ruined things for so many guys, Ted.
For who?
Not for the players.
For Deshaun Watson,
he got him a lot of money, but like, there's no chance anyone else is going to get a deal that big after Deshaun Watson got
one. But no one thought that the NFL would come together and collude
right
after that.
Usually it's supposed to be like a wink and a nod, not like actually standing up.
Nothing that the R.J. Reynolds of sports does is ever going to come as a surprise to me or any fan that has any idea what goes on behind the doors.
So let's hear from Pablo Torre, who, by the way, I think lost his spot for his podcast. He's like a free agent podcaster now, which I find interesting.
Oh, really?
I read a little something about that. He was with Underdog Fantasy was the one.
I think he was with Levitard's.
And all of a sudden.
Well, that's what my boy Bill.
That's exactly. Or is it
no
not
way.
Bill? Maybe it's Jordan.
Well, Jordan has the power to get Pablo Torre off the air.
You have no idea.
What's the name of his pod now? Pablo Torre Needs a Home?
Yeah, wow. Kind of. Come on over to WEEI. We'll host you here at WEEI.com. Dude. But we do have some audio from Pablo Torre talking about this whole collusion thing.
And what the expedited discovery would reveal here is that after the Deshaun Watson deal was signed, Commissioner Roger Goodell himself began emailing his general counsel, Jeff Pasch, about specific notes that the NFL MC's 45-minute presentation to all 32 owners should make sure to hit.
So, this is brazen to me. Like,
make sure to hit? What?
The topic of guaranteed contracts is the way
he didn't finish that statement.
Was a little weird.
Okay. I just want to take you inside the room here. These notes that have been massaged and edited and deliberated upon by Roger Goodell and his general counsel that have been written into the slides themselves are the things that they would like the presenters to verbally relay. For instance, slide 17, quote, if guarantees continue to grow in both amount and number of players, then there's a risk that they become the norm in contracts, regardless of player quality. That not only has the potential to hinder roster management, but set a market standard that will be difficult to walk back.
Wow.
Of course, all clubs must make their own decisions, but continue.
Okay, pause.
Of course. Oh,
wait, you give them what they're supposed to do and then say, of course, I'm not telling you what to do. But the fact that they put this in
writing
in emails, especially when they know every investigation now, the first place they go is emails, texts and emails.
That's not bright.
They should have used Signal.
Is it not bright, or is it just how what you said? They're kind of brazen.
They're above the law.
It's
so true. I think the NFL, what are you going to do? So we colluded. Now what? What are you going to do?
Right.
Union?
Right.
You got the balls? No, of course not, because you're all bought and paid for, all you guys on the executive committee. So, like, it's a story for a day or two. In the middle of the summer, when everyone's so excited for the NFL season to come up, it has no, this story comes out a week before the Super Bowl. Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
But, it's brazen. That's what it is, Andy.
So you think it's not a coincidence, maybe, that Pablo Torre was able to get this information in June and that maybe they had decided it's going to get out sooner or later, so maybe the safest, best time to do it is dump it during the summer.
This is the absolute
Bingo.
Best time. It's
so,
report on the NFL.
This is why it is. I know. Remember,
if you
that,
don't want a story to blow up, this is the best time to do it.
Remember that famous line from the Concussion movie where the doctor and his
Ben Inamalu,
and he yells like, "They own a day of the week or whatever." Like the NFL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is scary, mob-like, powerful, all-knowing, all-controlling. And you do really need to, think long and hard before you decide, I'm going to take on the NFL or I'm going to go against the power of those owners.
Yeah, you're speaking to somebody that knows exactly what that feels like.
Yeah, that's...
But there's also, if you got an airtight case and you feel, confident, it's, whistleblowers... You know what they don't like is bad press. So that's your only protection.
Right.
If you're going to go out against them, you better be right, and you know it better be a newsworthy story where you can get a lot of people in the press on your side.
And the thing I thought of with this, and they're not directly tied in, though, but we've talked a little bit about, Fitzy, you've brought this up, the Travion Henderson second-round picks getting now guaranteed contracts, mm-hmm. and where does that line and the trend that it's kind of expanding down. The first two got the guaranteed contracts in the second round, Houston and somebody else gave them, is because I've tied this all together over the years. Everyone believes they should have guaranteed contracts, right? Well, everybody outside of the league. Like, a normal human being is like, wait, that guy puts his life on the line and doesn't have a guaranteed contract?
How about coaches? Coaches have guaranteed contracts, but the players don't.
Yeah.
And the coaches don't even have a union, and the players do.
Just not the gladiatorial meat. Yeah, that's not allowed to have a guaranteed
contract. And it is. It's nuts to anybody that isn't on the, I guess, money-making end of them not having guaranteed contracts.
Now here's the, just so people understand, there are players that do have guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is not, you should make it so that everyone gets guaranteed contracts instead of just the guys that are able to negotiate guaranteed contracts.
Let's just put it in the simplest of simple
terms.
Kirk
Cousins is one of the trailblazers of getting guaranteed contracts.
There's four major sports leagues in the U.S. Major League Baseball, mm-hmm. hockey, yep. basketball, football.
Yep.
Three of them
yep.
have guaranteed contracts.
Correct.
The fourth does not.
And that's interesting. What's the shortest average career span is the one that does not have guaranteed
Correct.
Contracts.
And I don't – I personally don't understand it. Like, I do understand it, but I don't understand it. There would have to be an adjustment period. But I said this to you. Like, I think they should go to guaranteed contracts. I think it would make it better for everybody involved.
It'd be 1-2-year deals.
And, which is fine. At least you know what you're signing up for, right? It's like a budget. Like, okay, I just signed a 2-year $16 million contract. I'm getting $16 million. There's no, well, if I do this or if this happens, I could get, and there's no saying you're going to get hurt. You could sign another 2-year $16 million contract. Like, this whole weirdness now, and I almost think it'd be easier for the general managers. I know the owners don't want to be on the hook for guaranteed money.
That's
but
it. There's no more there's no more fuzzy math, Andy.
Right.
There's no more, like, prorated bonuses, signing bonus, dead cap money. It's just, here's our budget. We paid this number of players this amount of money this year, and here's how much we have to spend next year. But I do have one question. Is there any fear, do you think, amongst head coaches, GMs, owners, etc., that maybe giving up more guaranteed deals would not incentivize players? Like, are certain players playing harder to try to get theirs or extend their deals?
Not if they're short-term deals.
Right.
If you show a short-term, you know, and you go, oh, I'm going to take my foot off the grass, okay, well, you're not going to get another short-term good deal. Because it forces you to kind of sing for your supper if you do 1-2-year deals, at the most a 3-year deal.
And I would also argue, it also doesn't really change it. Like, you need to know, Mike Reese once famously wrote when they were talking about signing Malcolm Butler to an extension, when you sign a player, you get everything that comes with that player. And what he meant was not just on-field ability, but work ethic, you know, leadership, going to meetings, what he does and doesn't do. You face that challenge now. It's different because it's signing bonuses and prorations and all this, but you still need to know the guy you're signing up to give $10 million to, $20 million to, $100 million to. It's on the GM and the ownership and the scouts to know the guy, right? Like, know the employee. It's no different than any. So I don't think there's a great argument against it, Ted. And I don't understand. You go back to your union in saying how weak they are.
It's pathetic. That's the reason that this isn't a big story, because our union has chosen not to make it a
big show. Like, there's a lot of Ted Johnsons. There's a lot of Matthew Slaters, or people that I think are smart, well-spoken, influential.
Yeah.
Why can't there be a groundswell from within of player-led? Forget the, like, actual leadership. Like,
it's easy. I can tell you. Do you got time for all this?
We got a couple minutes. Can you tighten it up? Tighten it up real quick?
So what's the best union in sports?
Baseball.
Okay, why do you think that is?
I wasn't ready for that question.
Because the players have guaranteed contracts and the players have control over the GMs and owners.
And what else?
And you're going to tell me.
What's the longest? What sports can you play the longest of the four majors?
Baseball. That multi-year deal, over decade-long deals.
So the guys that are leaders, the heads of this union in baseball, are like long-term veterans of their sport.
Yep.
Guys get cut all the time in the NFL. There's no continuity. You can't get guys to agree on one thing because they're gone in the next day. Like, there's no continuity in the union, because every year when I'd go, I was a three terms for my union. I was a union rep for three terms, 6 years. Every year, every team had new union reps because the other guys went to another team or they got cut or they weren't in the league anymore. So you're constantly going back to the start over to teach these young guys. There's just no continuity. You can never get everybody. And everybody, the 12-year vet has certain needs versus the one-year vet. And so it's everyone's got certain things they want that they prioritize over the other, and no one can ever get on the same page. So you can never have any real strength because nobody is there's not one vision when it comes to what the union wants.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. And I guess to some degree, you would definitely need the real high-end players to
You need the Brady's and the and,
right.
and they
Right.
And they don't.
And they're getting theirs. So that's all they
Yeah,
care
they were
about.
Look at yeah, Brady's basically working for the NFL. He's working for Fox, who's a yep. partner with the NFL.
And he owns part of a team so, and he's yeah, right. so in bed with everybody.
They're just those guys, no offense. They don't represent the you know, the 46th, you know, offensive tackle on the team. They're in their own elite class. They don't care about the rank and file.
Yeah, it just it does amaze me how this sort of flies under the radar. Collusion and these types of things, you'd think even unions outside of sports, because there's a lot of unions in this country, you know, iron workers and teachers and you'd think they would even care because basically they're flipping their middle finger at unions everywhere, at the idea of collective bargaining and collude like and all of that, and no one seems to care. It's flying under the radar, but who am I? Just a dumb sports talk radio show. It's never been in a union. We should unionize. Hey, Ken, can we unionize?
If the NFL
unions,
was a
unions can be your friend.
Just
they do the right work.
Just got a text from Ken. He told me to dump that.
617-779-7937 WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we're gonna play our favorite game. Actually, I shouldn't say our favorite game. It's my favorite game.
The quiz already?
No, that's 5:30. You stick around for me to wipe the floor with Ted Johnson. I hear he's a paper champion.
I hear he's
faced a bunch
chalk
of tomato cans
everywhere.
Now I'm a little worried. I hear he's on a roll. But yes, quiz with Stiz at 5:30. But up next, it's more likely, where we throw some polarizing questions at the panel. What's more likely to happen? Tough decisions, tough answers. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.